This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
The Taylor Swift dominance of the music industry continues here on this episode of the Student Hour. A couple of KBPS seniors, Joe and James, have been working really hard to prepare a Taylor Swift 1989 Taylor's Version album launch party. In fact, they worked for over a month preparing for this show, and the day that Taylor dropped the album, the seniors were on the air playing every track on the album and giving their take live. It was a great show, and a lot of work went into it, and we'd like to play some of that for you here on the Student Hour. So let's join Joe and James as they go through the latest Taylor's Version release of 1989 here on the Student Hour.
It's been a long time coming. After almost 3 months, 1989 Taylor's Version is finally out of the woods. At the tail end of a rather cruel summer, Swift announced the release of 1989 Taylor's Version on the final night of the U.S. leg of her Eras Tour. My name's Joe Anderson. You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS alongside me.
My name is James Coronado McDermott, and I am a senior at Benson.
Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to be listening to 1989 Taylor's Version, James and I, for the first time, and we're going to be sharing that experience with you. We're going to go through the entire album minus one track, track number 17. If you Swifties have already listened to 1989, you'll know which track I'm referring to. That's just a track that, because of the title, we cannot play on the air. But other than that, we've got the whole album lined up for you, and we're really excited. So we're going to kick it off with the very first song on 1989 Taylor's Version by Taylor Swift. This is Welcome to New York.
Loud.
Welcome to New York and welcome to AM 1450 KBPS, our 1989 Taylor's Version launch show. James, thanks so much for being with me. That was the first track on 1989 Taylor's Version. What did you think?
I mean, honestly, pretty exciting. I mean, since I'm a little bit of a novice Swiftie, unlike you, obviously, I didn't really feel like I noticed too much difference, but maybe you're about to bite me and then say otherwise, you know, be like, oh, wow, I can't believe he said that, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a hot take, but I honestly was really upbeat, you know, good way to kind of start my afternoon after coming back from lunch, you know, just get the energy flowing, get the energy going and having a nice little afternoon.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. You know, we're probably not going to see any huge differences between, you know, the new Taylor's Version tracks and what was released almost 10 years ago in 2014 with the original 1989. But, you know, it's always great to hear these artists re-recording, reclaiming their work. And that sort of leads us into, why is Taylor doing another version of her album? James, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but I know that when she, was it her first five albums?
Her
right?
first six.
First
so,
six.
Yeah, debut through Reputation.
All right. So her first six, I remember, were under a record label that were not really giving her any of the credit for any of her songs. Like, she wasn't really entitled to any of the of the revenue from the songs, right?
Yeah, and it was Big Machine Records, I think.
That's who it was. I couldn't remember the name. Thank you for getting that for me.
So, but then something happened. She had her master's bot out from under her pretty
That's
much
right.
without her knowing. What was his name? Like Scooter Braun or something? Like,
ooh, I'm not entirely
Yeah, that's
sure.
it. That's he was just it? He just like bought them. Pretty much like stolen. Without her even knowing. Which
is pretty messed up.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
if you put your life's work into all of this music, six albums, which, you know, making one song.
Like,
but making one song, that's a tedious process.
Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
Nevertheless, an album or six. But, I mean, with all the words that we're not allowed to say on air, I mean, I'd say messed up.
Yeah,
pretty
messed
much,
up.
Yeah. That's messed up. Like, that's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, you can hear the bell in the background right here at Benson High School. We just started our senior radio class, and we thought we'd pop on a little early to get us through this because this album is the exact same length as our class period today. So we won't waste any more time. We'll get it started with the next song on 1989 Taylor's Version. James, what have we got coming up?
Next up, we have Blank Space.
Good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with the nasty scar. Got a long list
last like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Go on, the Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the girls. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Go on, the Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
You're listening to the Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Please support our partners at PRP.FM, KBOO.FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Taylor Swift with Style off of 1989 Taylor's Version, the newly re-released album that came out last night, 9 p.m. Pacific time, or 12 a.m. if you're over on the East Coast. We just heard Style. James, what do you think? We've heard some, like, you and I, we've heard some things going around.
I think we've heard some pretty, not negative comments, I wouldn't say that, because I feel like the overall support of her album was pretty good, but, like, I feel like Style was kind of the one outlier where people were kind of like, oh, it wasn't as good as I expected it to be, or it didn't live up to my expectations. But honestly, I feel like it was pretty good.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
So James and I, this is the first time we're hearing this, any of this album.
You've saved our ears for this.
Yeah, for this very, so you're getting our real reaction. But of course, we had some friends who aren't with us today, but really, you know, couldn't wait. Which is like new
totally
album,
fair.
Yeah.
Just totally
like,
fair.
Yeah. So we asked them, like, we were like, hey, what do you think of 1989? And they were honest, you know, they said they really liked it, but, you know, they didn't really know what they thought of Style, you know, maybe it was a little mid or something, but, you know, they just didn't really know what to think. And I mean, you can see a few of the differences, like, just from the first like, verse or whatever, the first note, like, you can hear it, you can see it. But I mean, it's still Style. It's still a great song. I still love it. We were still singing along, like.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, a lot of the songs, they've kind of been slightly different, obviously. But I think she made a pretty good call here with keeping it, for the most part, very similar to what it used to be. Because like the original, it's one of her most, like, I think we can agree.
Yeah.
It's one of her most iconic albums.
Yeah, 1989 was huge. And mm-hmm. I mean, Style, just looking at Style, there's been studies on it. Like, it was engineered to be the perfect pop song. And the reason 1989 was so huge was, what was this, her, like, this was her fifth album. The first four before that, Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, those were all sort of country. And you can definitely, especially in Red, see where she's sort of moving on over to pop a little bit, but there was still a very strong country vibe in those albums. But with 1989, it was all pop. And that's why it was so huge, and that's why this re-release is so huge. And yeah, I'm impressed. I still love it. We have track number five?
Track number five.
Number five coming up next. Now this one, we're going to segue a little bit. This song was actually used in the trailer for Migration that I saw the trailer before seeing the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour movie. And let me just tell you something. That movie was unlike any other movie I've seen before. You know, so just starting it off, you know, the Eras Tour, super hard to get tickets to.
And oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, I saw that there were like $1,000
for
a like ticket.
Nosebleed
tickets. I was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll check them out. You know, maybe I wasn't going to go, but I'll check them out. And I saw it. I was like, definitely not going now.
Yeah, no. Like, even if you, like, couldn't, like, getting them in the first place was reasonable. I think I had a friend who got one for like $125, like straight through wherever.
Right,
but
right.
But then the resellers get them, and that's just another thing that's messed up. The resellers, like, people just want to have fun. They want to see their artists, and you have to make money off of it.
Yeah, scalpers are difficult to deal with. I mean, I think that they've kind of, for lack of a better word, they've kind of ruined the concert industry, like the concert area of things. I mean, it's so hard to get a ticket in Portland without it costing like $100.
Yeah.
The other problem, sorry to keep ranting
about
this, but it's all of those fees that all of the websites cost. I mean, they're like
service
$30
fee, convenience
for a fee.
Fee,
it's like, well,
cleaning fee.
Not sure if I really want to pay a $30 fee for an already like $45 ticket, you know? It's not really feeling that.
It's just not transparent at all. It's like, oh, it's a gotcha.
100%.
But, you know, because those tickets were crazy, or maybe she just wanted to do it, but Taylor had one of her shows in LA, I believe, filmed, and it became a movie, and it went out in theaters, and I attended on opening night, which I'm really happy. I had a friend call me up like I don't know, like 6 hours before it started, and I was like, oh darn, you know, it's opening night, and I won't really be able to see it, you know, because I just haven't bought tickets yet. And I had a friend call me up like, you want to go see Taylor Swift The Eras Tour? I'm like, yeah. So we went, and let me just tell you, that movie was, I'm gonna say it again, it was unlike any movie ever. Everyone was like dancing, everyone was singing along, screaming along. I mean, I was too. Like, we were in the way back because we knew that like we might want to like get up and dance a little bit, and we didn't want to be like what's it called? Inconveniencing. Yeah, inconveniencing the people behind us who still needed to see. But it wasn't a problem because everyone was standing up. Everyone was dancing. They were moving. They were singing. They were screaming. You know, there's
everyone little, knew the vibe.
Exactly. Everyone, because it was opening night. Everyone was a huge Swiftie, myself included. And there were all these fun little bits, you know.
Right.
You do the call-outs, you do the chants, you do all that stuff. And it's just so fun. And there were friendship bracelets, and there were... I loved it.
That's an awesome moment to share. Honestly, that sounds great.
I will say, there was, like... I was sitting next to, like, a meme, pretty much. There's... For Swifties, you have... there's a meme where it's, like, you have the girlfriend who really loves Taylor Swift... And it's like doing all this Eras tour, going to the movies, friendship bracelet. And then her boyfriend, who's sort of just sitting there.
He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this is great. You know, love it. That was the guy who was sitting next to me. Like, his girlfriend and me, we were screaming the lyrics at each other over him because he didn't know the lyrics. Like,
and he was sitting down on the phone.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, come on, bro, like, get in the game. But, yeah, so that lot of screaming at the Eras tour, and we actually have a clip. I had a feeling, you know, I was coming off of a little cold, and my throat was already, like, a little sore, but I had a feeling that this concert, or this movie concert, was going to take it out. So I recorded myself before, during, and after the concert. So, James, if you just want to hit that big space bar and play the sound.
This is my voice before Taylor Swift, the Eras tour. This is my voice during Taylor Swift, the Eras tour. I stepped out to get some water. This is my voice after Taylor Swift, the Eras tour. It's gone. I'm not going to be doing any radio homework for the foreseeable future.
I didn't do any radio homework for the foreseeable future after that. In fact, I think I still have a little cough still going on from just, like, screaming out my vocal cords.
I mean, it sounded like you were having a pretty, like, a blast in there. It sounded pretty fun.
If you saw my Instagram stories, you would have seen, like, yeah, I was screaming. And one of the most adorable things was during the man. You know the man, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Seeing all the little girls in the theater, like, screaming that and just, like, being so empowered, like it made me almost cry a little bit. It's like...
It was such a great
It's moment. So cool, yeah. And there were other moments, but the little kids in there, it was so cool. It was so cute. But anyway, we are talking for so much time.
I'm sure that
let's
you
get back to the music.
Yeah,
exactly. So up next, we've got I Love This Song, always a classic. Love the whole album. Like, this album is amazing. I'm sorry. But up next, we got Out of the Woods by Taylor Swift.
Remember.
You're listening to the Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
2 a.m. in your car, windows down, past my street, the memories start. You say it's in the past, you drive straight ahead. You're thinking that I hate you now, cause you still don't know what I never said.
Swift, I wish you would, hot off 1989 Taylor's version, and I wish that you would go onto Instagram and follow us at 1450 KBPS. Stay up to date on everything going on right here at Benson Polytechnic High School's radio station and any new shows that might be coming up. Wow, those were some great tracks.
I know, those were fantastic.
Out
She's
of the woods,
really,
I know,
is
right?
Killing it. Oh my God.
So we've still got a long way to go. We've got a lot of songs left, so we're not gonna spend too much time talking, but our last talk break, we talked a little bit about the boyfriend meme, and with us is our radio instructor, Mr. Jacob Dean. You were the boyfriend that was reluctantly dragged to some Taylor Swift event, Jacob, allegedly. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, I got my Ken hat on, no doubt. My girlfriend is a huge Taylor Swift fan, maybe the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the whole world. She's listening right now. Got to give her a shout out. And we had to go up to Vancouver Mall to the AMC movie theater to get the exclusive limited edition pink Taylor Swift popcorn bucket and matching cup. And I didn't even get to see the movie. we were just there for the popcorn swag. And but let me tell you something, that tin was so awesome. It was like nice quality. It was well done, and the popcorn was delicious. My favorite part was the popcorn, but she was excited about the tin and the cup and the whole nine yards. And I mean, you've got to do it, right? I mean, Taylor Swift is the hottest thing on the face of the earth right now. And I mean, if you hesitate on any of those exclusive releases, they're gone in an instant.
Exactly. That's how popular. It's go big or go home.
Now the merch is crazy. Now right now I'm wearing one of the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour T-shirts. And I will say it was a nice T-shirt. It's a very, very nice T-shirt. But it was also $45 and took like 3 months to ship.
Three months? Wow. Okay. So that is definitely a long time.
Yeah. I'm like, people are like, Joe, what's this $90 charge on your bank account? It's like two Taylor Swift shirts. So
you got to do what you got to do.
I know, exactly. And unfortunately, it came in like a day after the Eras Tour concert. I was like, I'm going to wear it, but it didn't show up in time. Funnily enough, do you know how much I paid for the Eras Tour concert?
How much?
$19.89.
Really?
Yeah, she's real clever with that. Now, Jacob, long time ago, way before 1989, way before even, what, the four albums before that, you actually met Taylor Swift. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Long story short, this was back in 2007 at Mount Hood Community College. I just graduated from Benson Polytechnic High School as a radio major and went to Mount Hood in their radio program. And I was interning at 105.1 The Buzz in town. One of our classmates, who was a friend of mine, Mike Smith, who went by Mike Marshall on the air, was interning at 95.5 The Wolf, the country station. And there was a concert going on in Portland that night, and the opening act, they asked to come out to the school to meet the student radio station and play a couple songs at the school. And it was awesome. And it was this, you know, pretty beautiful woman, and she had a guitar, and she was really nice and really down to earth. And I just remember, you know, never heard of her before. She wasn't big. It was a no-name person. But she was really nice, played a couple good songs. And I just remember walking away from that experience going, that is a good, genuine human being. And I remember saying, well, good luck out there. And come to find out, I didn't get a picture, I didn't get a selfie, I didn't get an autograph. She was a nobody. She wasn't a big superstar. And come to find out, it was Taylor Swift. And I will never make that mistake again.
Revelation of the century. I mean, that
it was Taylor Swift, and you didn't get a selfie. Oh, I would be crying.
Yeah, that would be pretty rough. But, you know, what are you going to do?
So the next time you're at a show or you're at an event and there's a musician playing, maybe they're not a big superstar today, but they might be tomorrow. Go up and say hi. You might be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Jacob. We're going to get right back into the music. You know, all you got to do, all you have to do to keep listening to this amazing album is stay tuned to KBPS AM 1450 or KBPS.AM. We're on to track number 6 now. All You Had to Do Was Stay by Taylor Swift on KBPS.
Drove us off the road. Hey, are you with the
Taylor Swift with Shake It Off, off of the brand new 1989 Taylor's version, dropped last night at 9 p.m. We're listening to the whole album, James and I, right here in AM 1450 KBPS Studios at Benson High School Marshall Campus. We are listening to this album for the very first time, giving you our real reactions. And you're joining us. This is an amazing album. It's huge. And we're so happy we're here. So, James, we just heard, what was that? That was Shake It Off. And what came before that? Out of the Woods was so good.
I think, I mean, honestly, that was like a really well done. And I want to just say, Shake It Off, I think it definitely was very different to me, at least, like from like an instrumental standpoint. I feel like everything was a little bit like reduced in sound. Like, I feel like everything was a little bit quieter to kind of put more emphasis on her voice.
I could feel that too, yeah.
Was kind of fun. I don't know if I like it more than the original. I'm going to be 100% honest, but I think it was honestly pretty good, pretty solid all around.
Yeah, totally. Now, next up, we've got a song, you know, I want to say it's really good, but I mean, I guess you could say it's really bad, too. Bad Blood is up next. We'd like to talk a little bit about this. So James, like a few days ago, sent me a little reel about this on Instagram, and then it had to mention Taylor Swift. So then, of course, I replied with like five paragraphs of what I thought about the reel.
Just my phone just buzzing after I sent him that reel, checking my phone, and it was just like, six little small essay from Joe about this little reel that I sent him.
So James sent me a reel where like someone tweeted out, you know, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? Mm-hmm. And then like George Santos of all people, embattled representative George Santos of all people responded, Bad Blood, don't judge me, I'm in my Reputation era. Reputation has nothing to do with Bad Blood. Bad Blood is on 1989, not Reputation.
I
said so much about that. But here's the thing. If you maybe were just getting into Taylor Swift, and in defense of George Santos, which are words I never say, ever, nor really want to, but in defense of George Santos, if you were maybe just getting into Taylor Swift and you had only listened to maybe a few songs off Reputation, like maybe Look What You Made Me Do or something like that, you might think that, you know, Bad Blood sounds like it could belong in Reputation. And you'd be right. You know, it sort of has a really similar sound to it. Now, if you had watched the Eras Tour concert, you would have thought that Bad Blood maybe belonged on Red, the album before 1989, because there were flamethrowers, there were red lights everywhere. It was bloody, because it was Bad Blood. It was crazy, but it's not on the album before Red. It's not on the album after Reputation. It is on 1989. I have high hopes for this one, James. I feel like this is one that should be loud. It should be in your face. We got Bad Blood, you know? Now, someone else, Taylor Swift had Bad Blood with someone else recently. And that was the security guard who was harassing some of her fans at her Eras Tour concert. So we have some audio. You know, we have, you know, the debut of Bad Blood, right? And now we have Taylor's version of Bad Blood. But we also have the security guard version of Bad Blood, where she was defending a fan in the middle of Bad Blood from the security guard who was harassing.
Performing.
You're already performing. Now you're seeing something you just cannot endorse, a fan getting harassed by a security guard. Nope. Like, and she called him out. James, play the reel. Oh, whoops. We hit the wrong button, or we rather forgot to push another button. James, roll the tape.
Oh,
that was Taylor Swift defending that fan in the middle of Bad Blood from a security guard. She wasn't doing anything. Hey, stop. In the middle of the song.
I mean, that's pretty impressive, you know? Like, honestly, you're performing. You're already pretty tired out, you know? You're trying to entertain your fans, obviously, because, you know.
And now you got to protect them.
And now now you have to protect them.
Like, I mean, if I was, like, getting defended by Taylor Swift, that would be, like...
life goal.
I mean, you've seen, like, in the concert, like, in the big concert venues, she just moves her hand and points at a group of people, and they lose it, screaming, because she is amazing. That is the power of Taylor Swift. And, you know, I think, didn't that security guard ended up getting, like, reprimanded or, like...
I'm sure he did. I mean, after getting called out by Taylor Swift, I'm sure he did.
Also, like, if you're harassing fans, like, even called out by Taylor Swift or not, like, that's, like, that's a no-no.
I feel like there's very, very limited scenarios where you need to use, like, that much force. Because I remember now that we're playing the audio, I remember seeing a video, and he was using, like, an extreme amount of force for, like, a problem that honestly didn't
seem that big.
Yeah, he
was just bugging these fans. Like they were like, just kind of, like, step back from the barrier.
They were kind of, like, moshing, you know, as one would at a concert.
At a Taylor Swift concert, nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just getting way too harsh.
Yeah.
He was way out of line with that, I think.
So there's that. You know, Taylor Swift had some bad blood with that security guard, but, you know, please don't have any bad blood with us if we're talking too much, you know. But we're going to roll the tape now. We're going to start playing Back to 1989, Taylor's Version. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got over half of the album left, I think. So stay tuned for more. Remember, AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Taylor Swift, take us away.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Maybe I couldn't breathe and rub it in so deep. Salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times, you and I. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood. Hey.
Did you think we'd be fine? Still got scars on my back from your knife, so don't think it's in the past. These kind of wounds, they last and they last. Now did you think it all through? All these things will catch up to you, and time can heal but this won't. So if you're coming my way, just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. We'll be right back.
No one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is say you'll remember me. Staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Again, that was Wildest Dreams, and we are listening to the entire 1989 Taylor's version that just released today. That's right, today. And as you might have heard, we played Bad Blood as well. And honestly, I'm just going to say it, I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was
really well done.
I loved it. Like, again, we had some friends who were like, you know, Bad Blood, it's okay.
It's all right. I loved it.
Bad Blood is Bad Blood. Bad Blood is amazing.
Right. I mean, I thought it was kind of something special. It was pretty good,
yeah.
I'm going
to
say.
No, like, I was listening to 1989 old version. I don't want to say old version, but, you know, old version. Originally released in 2014 on my car ride here this morning, and Bad Blood came up. And I was like, damn, this is really good. So
yeah.
Here we are. And now we just heard Wildest Dreams, and I would like to note that actually came out a long time before. Taylor's version of Wildest Dreams came out a long time before Taylor's version of 1989, which is the album it is on. I think Wildest Dreams' original version, it went trending on TikTok like crazy. It just blew up. And I vividly remember, like, the Empire State Building TikTok account, like, used Wildest Dreams so much. And then I think, like, one day Taylor Swift was on Twitter, and she just said, you know, since it's trending right now, you know, I thought you might as well have my version. And she just dropped Wildest Dreams Taylor version, like, right out of the blue. I think it came, like, pretty soon after, like, Red Taylor's version came out.
That was a pretty big little bombshell there. Like,
it was crazy. And then it was already going viral in the first, and you just breathe, like, so much more fresh air into it. Like, you like double it and give it to the next person, you know, like
it's what a way to define that. I mean,
I know, right? You know, who spends a lot of time on TikTok? Or, you know, I don't even use TikTok. See, little tangent thing I do instead of TikTok is I see like the 3 week old TikToks
on Instagram reels.
And yep. Then I send it to my friends who've already seen it.
And
yes.
They always tell me you got to get on TikTok. And I always say no.
It's like it's already an Instagram. Like anyway,
you've been listening to a special episode of the Student Hour featuring the Taylor Swift 1989 Taylor's Version. Brand new album just out from arguably the hottest artist on the face of the earth. And it has the KBPS student staff buzzing. And Joe and James will continue their deep dive into all the tracks on the album on the next episode of the Student Hour. Thanks for listening and supporting all of the partners of the Student Hour, including AM 1450 KBPS, KBOO Community Radio, Portland Radio Project, and X-Ray.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners, like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.